Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS and KMOX. Back from vacation. Happy Monday to you. First time I've seen the guys. Good to see you guys.
Good to see you, Dave.
Usually we pretend we haven't seen each other. How was your day? But we haven't seen each other all week, so.
Mm-hmm. That was awesome.
It was a nice break. I'm on Trisha's side on this. I'm not going to pretend to be offended.
Oh, Andrew, I missed you.
I know. I'm like, we're getting right into it, I guess.
I'm shocked that you didn't text us once, honestly.
I didn't think, well, I wasn't going to text you for anything. If I had texted them, it would have been without
yeah,
you in it.
Yeah, we talked.
Okay. Like, and then, like,
we also did make it kind of clear on Friday, like, don't text the group.
Someone broke the seal.
I did.
It was you. Yeah,
well,
the picture with Wheeler.
Yeah, Harrison Bader cut his hair and he looked exactly like Wheeler. Did he ever put that out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, he put it on Twitter.
He tweeted it.
Okay, good. That I couldn't not share that. So.
Well, Dave was on a very nice family vacation, so I didn't want to bother him. And I was afraid to text you.
Yeah.
I would have
replied. You knew I wasn't doing anything.
But I was like, Rachel will probably talk to me.
It looks like you're drinking a beer, Andrew. Is that one of your Mountain Dews?
This is the one that Trish likes. This is the Mountain Dew Overdrive.
Yeah, it's good.
It looks like
punch.
An IPA or something.
It does. It is a almost nuclear shade of orange.
So,
boy, is it tasty.
What we talk about quite a lot on the show, like with the airlines and delays and cancellations and all that kind of stuff, I can vouch. Like, I lived that for this vacation. So we went to Siesta Key, Florida, which is just south of Sarasota. And typically, we would fly southwest to Tampa, drive 45 minutes. But I'm like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to treat the family. We're going to fly right into Sarasota. And you had to connect. So we left at 7 in the morning. We stop in Charlotte briefly, and we get to Sarasota at 1 p.m. on the beach at 1:30. A 45-minute layover in Charlotte turned into 8 hours.
Oh, man.
8 hours.
What was the problem? What reason did they give?
None. That's the thing.
Mm.
Rolling delays. Rolling, what are they called? Is it delay? Yeah, delay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just like, yep, rolling delays.
Everyone else is delayed,
yes.
So now you get to be delayed.
Yes,
eight
exactly.
hours later.
Yeah, we almost didn't make it.
What's,
I mean, it was
what's
just...
the drive on that? Like, did you look into that at one point? Like, what
oh,
if we
I've
rented
done it.
A car
I've done
from
it.
Charlotte?
Yeah, no, it's probably 20 hours. I mean, from
oh.
Charlotte farther. But from here, like 20 hours, 18, 20.
So it was still better than driving, but the wasted time probably made you feel insane.
It did. It really did. It made me especially feel crazy.
Mm-hmm. So you were supposed to get in at 1:30.
Yes.
And then what time did you get in?
9:30, 10. Something like that.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Thank God it was on the way there, though.
The way back would have been terrible.
That was American.
It's so bad.
Now, I've only had one experience with American, but American, you blew it. And then on the way back, I had Delta, and they were great. Also, this is funny. So I lost my license, and I had to get a paper license. And I barely got that. And so I show up at TSA, flying out Friday morning bright and early with my little paper license and my little Dave birth certificate.
And this is at Lambert.
This is at Lambert. And I get up to the TSA guy, and he's a big fan of the show.
Oh, thank God.
And he's like, hey, Dave. And I'm like, yes. He goes, I saw you when you first walked in. I'm like, well, that's great because here's the folder. And so the bottom line is.
You know, it's me. Wink, wink.
It took me like 30 minutes because I guess when you go through with a paper license, they have to do an extra check on you to make sure you say who you are. And I tested positive for like bomb making material on my Birkenstocks and on the inside of my bag. So they go through everything on the inside of my bag, which I didn't think I brought anything weird until I got there and I pulled out the sunscreen that I had purchased and put in my bag and brought with me. I'll bring it in for you. Turns out that it's horse liniment.
Huh?
Yeah, it's like Ben Gay for horses. It says it right on it.
What?
So when we got,
and you thought it was sunscreen?
Yes, it was orange and in a tube. And I'm done. God.
What else could this be?
Oh my god!
So when I took it out, we get to see us the key. I take it out. I put it like on my little basin. And it's first day, and I squirt a little on my hand, and it's blue and stinky. And I look at it, and it's like Veterinarian's Choice.
Horse liniment. Oh, my God.
Yes.
So they're wondering why you had that in your bag.
Yeah.
I mean,
they had to be. But the TSA guy goes, don't hurt us too bad on Monday. They were exceedingly nice. Everyone there is a fan of the show, which is really nice because we don't get to see people anymore with the whole COVID stuff. And then the guy, they had to do a pat down. And so I'm just wearing my flimsiest gym shorts and a t-shirt because that's what I wear all the time.
That's what you wore on a plane?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm barefoot first thing in the morning because they're looking at my bomb shoes. And it's an older guy, a little older than me, and he's a fan too. And he comes walking up. And he's like, I'm going to do your pad down. And I'm like, I mean, you know me. I don't care. I'll get naked. I don't care. But the funny thing was, him telling me what he was going to do was worse than him doing it. He's like, now I'm going to take the back of my hands and I'm going to rub it down your buttocks. I'm going to take the back of my hands, rub it on either side of your genitals. And I'm just like, it's the description that's getting me, Roy.
The anticipation.
It is. Yes. I don't want anything to happen here. And when you tell me you're going to use the back of your hands and my genitals, it just.
The other guy's looking at the horse shampoo like, Dave Glover, a terrorist. I never thought I'd see the day.
And here's the thing.
How'd they get to you, Dave?
He appears to be wearing his jammies.
It was also, the horse Bengay was also over 3.4 ounces.
God.
But I think they just went, let it go.
Yeah.
This whatever the man needs it for.
I don't want to tussle with this guy.
I don't want to take him on over this.
Look, that horse is having an emergency. He's got to get down there as fast as he can.
I pulled that out.
Horse is having soreness.
Where do you even get? Did you order that online?
I don't remember. I don't remember buying it.
I mean,
it.
I can't imagine you walk into Walgreens and they have horse Bengay.
It was just at my house.
Aisle two.
It was just in my house. I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
No, the kids had a field day with it.
Oh, I bet.
Nick said I was going to be on the nay fly list.
That's pretty good.
And one lady, so I had to do the same thing in reverse coming home. I knew the deal, and I knew I was going to have a special treatment. So it's me and a lady, right? Now, by this time, I know everything that's in my bag, including the horse liniment.
You brought it back.
You brought it back?
Yeah, sure.
For the joke, I had to show you guys. And she, okay, picture the biggest mustard and ketchup you've ever seen. She had those in her bag. And the lady, you can tell, is like,
why?
And I wanted to take a picture, but I'm like, I'm already almost a verified terrorist. I shouldn't be like snapping pictures. Look what the Americans are doing. And she tells the lady, she goes, you can either throw those away or you can take them to blah, blah, and have them put into your check bag. And she goes, oh, I'll do that.
I'm going to pay $80 to check a bag so I can keep my mustard and ketchup.
Did she give any explanation why she had those big bottles?
No, but she was pissed. She was just so mad.
You guys didn't check bags, right?
No.
That would have made it so much worse.
Oh, my God, I know.
Like.
Yeah.
No, they didn't bring their mustard and ketchup, so they didn't have to.
Yeah, we just took a flyer and assumed that they would have condiments in Florida.
God.
Oh, Dave. Of course that happened
Horse
to you.
Horse Bengay. Never heard of it.
Yeah, wait till I bring it in.
Yeah, then, I can't wait.
Nick and Christian both used it. Like, their knees were hurting from playing. Oh, by the way, we played wiffle ball every night on the beach.
Fun.
Oh. Made everyone jealous. You're like, oh, my God. And so they used it and said it was really good.
Well, yeah, yeah, it's horse grade.
It's made for horses.
Yeah. It's made for 2,000 pounds.
It's not a giant tube. I mean, you can only go so far in a horse. Maybe it's for something else. But then, as usual, like, if aliens landed and said, give me one example what your people are really like, I would take them to an airport and let them see what people do when the ding-ding button goes off, when you can get up and get off the plane. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's there's
like your family, you mean?
Oh, every human. Like, there's zero cooperation. It's just every man for himself. I have to be off this plane 30 seconds before you are. Now, that I understand a little bit because you might have a connecting flight or you're waiting to see your loved ones. I don't understand why people lose their minds getting on the plane.
Because they want to find their seat. Like, if you're flying Southwest or something where you're selecting your own seat, they want to get there as quickly as possible.
That I kind of understand.
I have an answer for this. Because when I took the infamous honeymoon flight down there, where I ruined the other couple's honeymoon.
Farted the whole time.
Farting up a storm.
I don't know if I know that story. That has to be
It's worth telling. Go ahead. You only have 3 minutes, though.
Okay. I went to Disney World for my honeymoon, and we got on the plane. And I couldn't sit next to my wife for the reasons that I will get to in a second for why people are in such a hurry. And so I sat next to this couple that was also going on their honeymoon. They had just had the wedding the night before. And the poor bride was so hungover. She had her face stuck in this vomit bag the entire time we were flying. And it started, I'd never like flown really. So it started messing with my stomach when we got in the air, which I did not know was a thing. Maybe it's not a thing at all. But
maybe it was the person puking next to you that was messing with your stomach a little bit.
Maybe, but then I fed the cycle because I started really farting a lot. And it was like quiet. And I was like, and we're crammed in there like sardines. It's an airplane. So I'm like, no one knows this is me. I can just go for it. No one's going to be able to tell that it's me. Everyone knew it was me. I don't know how they did, but
I don't know how they did.
Did somebody say something?
Yeah, he leaned over and was like, hey, you're really making my wife even more sick with the farting. Would you mind? And then I was like, yeah, I'll try.
Like, you can help it.
I'll see what I can do, thinking that he was going to get away with it, decided to just let it go.
Yeah,
as if that's not like a horrible thing to do to your fellow passengers.
I was in like pain. It was like physical pain it was causing me. I had to get the devil out. I guess I could have. But then he and I got to chatting, and
he was fine with
they
it.
Were from the area that they were from the Alton area.
Oh,
and
God.
They were going on their honeymoon, too.
I would have made up a different identity if that was me.
Like, right. Look, we're stuck there for...
I'm from Godfrey.
Yeah.
We're stuck like, I'm from Nova Scotia.
We're stuck there for like 2 hours talking to each other.
Oh, so why do you think people rush onto the plane?
So the plane that I got on was oversold.
Yeah, right.
And they kept telling people... Well, it got to the point where they're offering like $400 or $500 cash if you take the later flight. It was like 10 hours later in the day, but they were so oversold, they didn't have enough seats on the plane for everybody. And so I would have taken the deal, except we had plans right when we got down there. So we were trying to get down there as fast as we could, as I imagine everybody was. So when I got on the plane, I just failed at the game of like hot potato, and I ended up not having a seat. I had nowhere to sit. Thankfully, my wife, who had gotten the seat next to them,
I don't understand.
They oversold the plane, and so they had too many tickets. Too many people were getting
on the
plane.
But they let you on, and you didn't have a
like
a gladiator.
Yeah, exactly. They let everybody on.
This feels unlikely post 9/11 to just be like, get on the plane, kids.
I swear to you. What happened is there was a larger gentleman who had to buy two seats.
Go.
He had to buy two seats, and my wife is not a very large person, so he very generously offered her to sit in his extra seat, which he didn't even really need. He wasn't that big. And then I sat in the seat that she had been able to grab, and so it worked out.
Okay.
But I almost wasn't able to get on the plane.
I don't know what we were even talking about, but I don't think that's the reason.
He asked why people like rush to get on the plane as fast as they can.
The plane is oversold and they're just letting people on.
Yeah, that maybe that happened
once. They scan your boarding pass like as you're going on. Like they know exactly who's getting on the plane.
We have room for 100. We put 120 on. We'll see what happens.
I'm just saying.
They'll figure it out.
Maybe a large gentleman will give up one of his seats.
Well,
it was a disaster. That whole flight was a mess.
Good to be back. Welcome back, guys. DGS 224, sharing our vacation stories. Here's another thing, too. So I don't like to fly, and I don't like turbulence. That's the main thing. And I've spoken to pilots, and they've told me why it's not going to crash, and I believe them, but I still get uncomfortable. So, like, the day before, I usually go to, like, turbulence forecaster, and I look and see the pilot reports, like, the whole thing. I used to be way worse than I am now, but I'm still not great. So we are standing there waiting to board the plane in St. Louis, and suddenly there's a guy in a captain's uniform at where the gate person is. Right. So the gate person's like, we're boarding C5. And I've never seen this before. The captain walks up, grabs the microphone, and he goes, there's terrible weather on the way. Terrible, terrible weather. So if you need to use the facilities, I do it now because we're strapping in. God. And I'm like, no need. I just crapped my pants, Captain. Thank you.
So it wasn't a joke. That was a for real announcement.
No, he for real did it.
Yeah, I've never seen that
so
either.
So I'm like, just like, passing out as I walk on. And
yeah, who wants to get on a plane after that? God.
It was the smoothest flight I've ever had. There wasn't a single bump.
That's so funny.
And I walked out and I gave him a scowl. You know, like they stand out there like, hey, thanks for flying. I'm like thanks for scaring the crap out of me. I just used all my horse liniment.
You're so lucky I have the horse cream.
I didn't even know that they're allowed to do that.
That's weird.
And then
just for that reason,
this drives me crazy.
People.
Like, if anything on the plane needs to work, in addition to like wings, it should be the communication system. And I know most people, when it's like from the flight deck, they're like, whatever, I'm going to keep watching Jabberwocky, whatever it is. But I'm all ears. I want to know. And the whole time it's like,
from the flight deck, next to Ken.
And I'm just like, did he say next of Ken? Here's another thing I learned too. I don't want to know the answer to this, but the whole way down, I flew in, like, me, Phoebe, Christian. So Phoebe's in between me and her boyfriend. I can tell you this, with about 6 hours of in the air time, she didn't look at me once. I could have been on fire. I could have been choking to death. Never even turned my way. But I wondered, like, if the plane was going down, who would she, like, turn to?
Well, who'd she pull the mask down for?
Right, exactly.
I like that you're still asking yourself that after you just admitted that she didn't turn and talk to you once.
Well,
time.
No, I thought maybe, like, life or death.
Okay.
Because
that you might win in that instance.
For example, like, if
I mean, he doesn't have a job yet. So
right. if someone put a gun to her head and says, I need 10 grand, she's coming to me,
right,
not to Christian.
Exactly.
Okay, you're making good points.
You're trying to get her attention. You're like, whoa, it's a little shaky up here.
Did the pilot just say blood?
Oh, man.
Did you guys hear that? He said the plane's on fire right now.
He said, tell your dad you love him? So weird. Better be safe.
He said, right now, turn to the one you care about most. That was, I don't know. You better do it.
He's a captain. He said to pick.
He's the boss.
I don't think this guy's going to put you through college. He can't afford Ole Miss. 234 DGS. Let me get a ruling on this real quick, because I feel like I'm being something-ist. So, like I said, we spent like a whole day in the Charlotte airport, and so I'm people watching. And at some point, this woman comes over, and she sits kind of across from me, sort of diagonally. And she just got her lunch. She has a burrito, and she's really pretty, and she's really put together, and she's wearing really expensive. You can just tell. Like, she just, like, smells like wealth and, like, all put together and classy. And then she takes a big bite of her burrito, and she starts chewing with her mouth could not be more open. She looked like Huckleberry. Like, you know, she's just like, nah, 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 nah. She's like looking around. She's eating like my dog eats. And she's kind of looking around. She'd take another bite. Nah, 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 nah. Like,
yeah, that's gross.
No, but had it been a Huckleberry, had it been someone where I'm like, oh, you're from East Kentucky, you know, like,
it would have made sense.
It would have made sense. Yeah. But I just gave her more
too
credit
much.
Than that. Yeah. Yeah.
But surely this woman will eat the burrito in a classy fashion.
I did.
With her mouth
I was
closed.
Sort of like, well, P. Shaw. Like, So tell us about your waiter.
Oh, the robot waiter at Ameristar. Because I went there for a couple days for my little staycation. Yeah. So they have this new place called Copper Whisk, and it's like a breakfast place, but it's open all day. And it has a robot waiter.
Nice.
And I took a picture so you guys can see it. We can even post it on Twitter. But basically, it looks like a robot would look, but there's three or four trays on it. And the thing I'm most confused about, so you put your order in and you pay for it all at the same time, you know, up at the cashier, and then you just go find a place to sit. It's not like someone sits you at a table with a number on it. So that's what I can't figure out. How does the robot know when it comes out where to go? Because it went right to the people, or for, like, I was getting something to go to my room. Then it went right to the counter. And I saw it happen to a couple different tables. I don't know if somebody's in back, like, going, oh, they're sitting at this table.
Maybe someone little's in the robot.
Maybe somebody little's in the robot.
R2-D2 situation.
So it went to this table of two women, and they were like, ooh, and I was looking too, and they were looking at me. I'm like, I'm just looking at the robot, and they're like, we know. And so the food's on one of the trays, and you pick up your food, and you set it there, and then the robot was trying to leave, but it ran into something, so it said, please excuse me, I can't get around you. That's what the robot said or something. So the lady had to move her chair, and then it went back in the kitchen to get another order.
Did it say it like, please excuse
yes.
me?
Oh, yes.
That's so
it
funny.
Did? They yes. gave it a robot voice.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it was a lady's voice with a robot tinge to it. But then it came out
please
for the to-go.
Me.
I have an order to go. La, 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 la. And you just pick it up and go on your merry way.
Trisha's talking to the robot, like, how'd you like to come work for me?
It was weird.
What the hell are you talking about?
She wants a servant.
I'm going to send it to Rachel.
Oh, oh, I thought you meant, like, come upstairs.
No, that's why I said work for
that
me.
That is weird.
That's why I said work for me.
How'd you like to come work for
I
Mama Trish?
The...
She wants a robot servant.
I'm going to send it to you guys, and then Rachel can put it on Twitter.
I chose okay. the words very carefully, because the first thing I would say was, how'd you like to come home with me? And that's way worse.
I think what you said was worse.
That is interesting that it knew to come to you, though. I wonder if yeah. the Ameristar robot is using facial recognition technology.
But even more surprising was, like, the tables it would go to. Like, people were sitting in there. There was a booth, and there was a table full of people, and it went right. It's not like it just, you know, stood there, and you had to tell it to come over here. It went right to the people. That's what
cute.
I can't figure out.
So
yeah.
did it take your order?
No, there was someone working, you place your order, you pay for it,
yeah.
and then it just delivers the food.
Gotcha.
I hope it didn't cook it. I'm not quite sure what happened in the kitchen. But so I stayed there for
not what I was expecting
either. I stayed there for 3 days and then went back to Pat and Larry and, you know, a lot of family time.
Did you miss your robot waiter?
A little bit.
Did you bring him with you?
A little bit. My niece was in from New York and she's having a baby, so her and her husband were in town, and it was cool because his team's the Yankees, so they went to a game yesterday.
That's cool.
Yeah, they got to see, he had never been to Busch Stadium, so he got to see his team at Busch Stadium.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Rachel, how was Fort Lauderdale?
It was really nice. I also flew over the break. No problems whatsoever. Flew direct at a good time.
No.
Didn't get patted down
Very
or anything
jealous.
Like that.
Very jealous.
No, went down there for a couple of days. It was really, really nice to just be at the ocean and get away a little bit because I don't leave town much. I'm not an out-of-towner, really. But then it was equally great to come home and then have several more days to just lay on my couch. And this vacation, more than any one that I've taken in a long time, has just been me, like, laying there watching TV, ordering food, not wanting to move. And
well,
it was
so hot.
Awesome. The heat definitely had a big part of it.
So
like,
gross out.
I made myself, and I don't want to say make myself because I'm like a member there and I love it so much, but I had to make myself go to the art museum one day because I'm like, I want to do something cool that I don't normally get to do because I'm going to work. But the heat was just stopping me from like going on any walks, doing any exercise, going shopping, doing anything. It was just a giant bummer. But it was also nice to kind of have that excuse to just be inside and reset. So it was really nice. Thanks
Andrew,
for asking.
Did you have any more magic?
No, but
the reckoning.
There is. I found out another one happening that I am going to go to.
In
I've
Wanda?
Been asked to participate. It's in the same place.
Okay.
So I'm going to go. I'm going to give it another try.
Nice.
They have another opportunity open up. So we'll see how.
So you could possibly move on to that big one again?
Could possibly.
Oh,
could
nice.
Possibly. This is another shot at that. And I was telling my wife that I'm feeling the pressure this time because it's like, it's not cute anymore, right? Like if I go to this one and I do 14th again, everyone's going to be like, wow, just a 14th place kind of guy, I guess.
No.
I don't think that.
No, I think you get more than one.
You got to get your practice in.
I think I can do it. This one I think I can do. I got a good feeling about this one. And then other than that, I sure did a lot of nothing.
What's the major thing you learned in your first competition?
Ooh.
Don't say congratulations to the person that loses.
Yeah, don't talk as much. Keep some
congratulations.
Things.
You lost to the best.
Work on the poker face
a little bit.
That's
a good
right?
rule, just, you know, in general.
He's finally learning.
Talk very slightly less than I do already.
Bring the robot waiter to throw people off.
And then I think I just need to. I played perfectly.
No, dude, I'll give you my horse liniment cream and just keep putting it on your arms.
I'll be like, sorry, I've got. I've got track arm. I've got track foot. I played an enormous amount of video games over the break. Way more than I should have. I finished a game that's supposed to take like 120 hours to finish.
That's a bad sign.
So that's a really bad sign.
That really made me sad. So I am one of those people who stand up as soon as the bell goes off in the plane, and I was in the very back. And I'm also not above looking at what you're doing. And everyone who I could see, immediately their phone comes out. Okay. Hi, honey. We just landed. Uber, pick me up, whatever. Everyone was on their social media.
Yeah.
And I don't have it, so I'm not good at it. Watching these people, I mean, it was like watching them go from Instagram to this, to TikTok, and just like zing, 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 interested, not interested. Like the one guy in front of me was clearly interested in hot girls and soccer. Like that. But it made me sad because it is so clearly an addiction. It would be like if you stopped and everyone pulled out a tuna fish sandwich, or you're like, oh, there's a problem with this. This, I don't know, just kind of got to me. Quick break, right back, DGS. Welcome back, guys. DGS. We have our buddy Jim, who is the CEO of SmartMouth, in its National Fresh Breath Day, right?
It was Saturday.
Okay.
Saturday.
Well, everyone's been partied out from that, so now it's...
I know.
Monday's like National Fresh Breath Hangover. It's like, I can't take it anymore. No more mint. So good to see you again.
Nice to see you all.
Fun going on a motorcycle ride with you the other day.
Yes.
That was cool.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
So what's new at SmartMouth?
Just trying to keep up. I mean, you know, with the economy the way it is and freight costs and all the things, it's been a tough road for us the last couple months, but we're just hunkering down. We know we're a premium-priced oral care product, so we're not raising our price. So all the cost increases we have to absorb.
Yeah. I bet this is not something they taught you in MBA school, like what's happened since COVID.
Yeah, it really, I mean, when COVID started, we had the best month of the company's history in March and the worst month in April.
Wow.
The first month, full month of no foot traffic in retail.
Yes.
But now it's different. Now we're kind of getting squeezed in the middle, right? It's like we're getting price increases on our components, our ingredients, on freight, warehousing, and there's really no place to go. I mean, we could raise our price. But then I think we would sell less because we are seeing a direct correlation to rising prices and our sales falling off a bit because people are making choices about what they can have. Their groceries, feeding their kids, driving to work are all way more important than having fresh breath.
Right.
I'm sorry, but that's reality of it.
It's great that you acknowledge that.
So, I mean, people are stretching it a little bit, but.
I was just talking about, I was delayed because of rolling delays. Is it the same kind of explanations from your vendors that they're like, yeah, I'd love to send you this, Jim, but I'm waiting on my guy to get me this?
There's some of that. Most of it's really just, you know, we're in a plastic bottle, so that's petroleum, and it's, you know, that whole chain of events happens.
Yeah.
With plastics. And then they change something in the way they do, they glycerin is a byproduct of another chemical reaction I'm not aware of, but it's supposedly a byproduct. And they changed the way they do it so it doesn't create as much glycerin as it used to. And that's gone up 190%. And as you might imagine, the viscosity in mouthwashes, there's a lot of glycerin in it. So that's a pretty major component that's just shot up in price.
I can help you out. Andrew has drums of glycerin at home. He's just been waiting for a reason to use it. So.
I'm in. Whole basement's full. I'm in. Come on over and
Andrew's suddenly the CFO of SmartBell. Hello.
But, you know, we're still working on some new products and, you know, really encouraged by that process and just, you know, fighting a good fight every day. So
Rach and I, obviously, Rach on a national level with the television commercials, us here, we talk about, oh, there's two liquids and they interact and they create the zinc ions. Do a better job of that for me. Take 60 seconds.
Okay. There are really three classes of mouthwash. They're alcohol based that kill germs. That's all they do. And within minutes later, the bacteria is back in your mouth because the brain says the gate's open. The second generation of mouthwash is what's called an oxidizer. And what it does is it eliminates the sulfur gas in your mouth that's there at the moment. And then it also kind of gets rid of some selective bad bacteria. So while it removes the sulfur gas, it can't prevent it long term. And that's where we come in. You know, no one is a dual solution. And when those two solutions come together, they create all these billions of activated zinc ions that bond to the bacteria in your mouth so it doesn't kill it. It gets rid of those selective negative stuff, the bad ones. But your brain doesn't flood your mouth with more bacteria because it's already at that homeostasis. And it stays that way, you know, kind of for the 12-hour period that we have. So two rinses, 24-hour fresh breath. With the oxidizers, it's probably a 3 to 4 hour thing.
Yeah.
But there's really... Truly, from an efficacious standpoint, there's nothing better than Smart Mouth if you have a bad breath problem.
Yeah. Rach, didn't you run into someone checking out one time?
Yeah, I was going through the line at Target and I was buying Smart Mouth and they were like, you know what? This stuff actually works. I'm like, it does. It really, really does.
Let me tell you in exactly 60 seconds.
I explained it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely better than Rach does.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
The thing, though, you bring up the fact that it is at a premium price, and I'm sure we've had people go into the store and see a little bit of sticker shock, but what they're not understanding, if they haven't tried it yet, is that it is the only mouthwash out there that will actually eliminate it at the source, just like you just explained.
Right.
And I think it's worth every penny. We get free product, but I buy it too, and if you guys dropped us tomorrow, I'd still be buying it because I want the confidence that comes with knowing that my breath is fresh, and I can only get that with Smart Mouth. So,
thank you.
And we're going to do some giveaways?
Yeah. You pick the number.
Okay.
A caller is going to get a year's supply of Smart Mouth. That's rinse, toothpaste, dry mouth mints, the whole offering, some travel packs.
Trish just pulled her phone out.
she's like, the mints, all right, yeah. I'm in.
And the employees and their families are not eligible.
I want a lifetime supply.
Anyway, so 1 year's supply. You pick the number, and then we're also going to, you want me to wait about the email?
No, go ahead.
And then the first 10 people that email me at jsheets, it's jscheetz at smartmouth.com, I'll send you a coupon for a free bottle, or someone in our office will send you one for a free bottle.
Okay, so one more time on that email.
Jsheets, jscheetz at smartmouth.com.
Okay, Andrew, you pick... Okay. And so the whatever caller that Andrew's going to pick, 310-314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Call now. If you're caller 10, you're going to get a full year supply and you're sending it all at once.
Yep. It's all going to come at once.
It'll like winning the lottery. You get the whole thing
shipment.
All at once.
The cash option.
And it won't expire in the next 6 months, I promise.
Very cool.
It'll be fresh product.
Good, good. Well, thank you for your continued support of the show. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Also, I'm sorry, there's one more thing.
Yeah.
On shop.smartmouth.com, we're for National Fresh Breath Day, we're running a 2-pack free shipping on sale.
Yeah.
But that runs through the end of the day tomorrow, if anybody's interested.
It's always made me proud that you have a hard time keeping it in stock here because of the lives that we do. I love that.
Yeah. No, it's St. Louis is a... You know, we get a heat map of, you know, the United States and where sales are.
Yeah.
It gets darker and where they're not so great, it's lighter. And St. Louis and Missouri are always a dark green.
That's great.
So, fantastic. Thank you all.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.